Julia Banks and indeed some other politicians have brought this up of late. When they talk about bullying in our political system, what exactly are they talking about? Do we have any indications of what this behaviour is?
Well, you know, bullying properly understood is a pattern of behaviour rather than, you know, one-off instances. It's a pattern of behaviour in which undue pressure is brought to bear on particular individuals to take one decision rather than another decision, which can sometimes, you know, for them feel like intimidation. And I think Julia Banks, why she's come out, is that what she's experienced, at least, you know, what we can tell from what she says, is that the Liberal Party has a culture where this sort of behaviour is, you know, it's not just one-off, but it's really a pattern behaviour that has occurred over a period of time. And that's been backed up by other senior women within the Liberal Party, including Kelly O'Dwyer, Julie Bishop, and more recently, Lucy Gikawkwai.
Well, you mentioned, of course, the senior women there. Is this a female problem, such as it were, or rather a Liberal Party problem with women?
Very much the second. It's certainly not a woman problem. It's a problem that the Liberal Party has. And I think, you know, at least some senior Liberal Party men have fessed up and acknowledged and recognised that this is a problem. Former Victorian Liberal Party Premier Ted Bailey came out recently and, you know, basically accepted that the party has got a problem in the way it deals with women, including women within the party. And this is damaging, not just for the party internally, but it's also damaging in terms of support for the Liberal Party amongst women. We shouldn't forget that at the last federal election in 2016, the Liberal Party's primary vote amongst women was only 38%, which was 5 or 6 percentage points less than what it was amongst men. So clearly what has happened recently won't be helping with that.
Well, indeed, when we last saw this most recent leadership spill in the Liberal Party, a lot of people were scratching their heads as to why Julie Bishop, the only real person in contention that could actually increase the votes for the Liberal Party, wasn't the most obvious choice. We had Peter Dutton, who had incredibly small numbers in terms of preferred PM position. Scott Morrison, again, behind Malcolm Turnbull, certainly so has been replacing, you know, a less popular politician with a more popular one. Julie Bishop, though, even though she was the most popular choice, wasn't even in consideration. Would you tie that back to these same issues?
I partly would. You know, certainly, you know, looking from the outside, it would seem that there's a degree of sexism there. I mean, she got, what, 11 votes out of 85, which was incredible. But I think also there were tactical considerations in terms of the vote, and that is to say that if in the first round of voting, Julie Bishop rather than Scott Morrison had got up and then gone into a runoff with Dutton, the accepted political wisdom was that she would certainly lose in that runoff. So some of those who voted for Morrison would not have voted for Julie Bishop. So I think it's both things, because as you say, you know, in terms of the electorate as a whole, I think Julie Bishop certainly would have been the preferable candidate and has greater popularity in the electorate. But in terms of the Liberal Party and the machinations around the leadership, tactically, I think the sort of hard heads within the Liberal Party could see that if Julie Bishop was to go through to that second round of voting, they may have got the outcome of a Dutton leadership, which, you know, electorally speaking, probably would have been disastrous for the Liberal Party.
And just perhaps as a final point there, Lloyd, Prime Minister Scott Morrison, he's vowed to stamp out bullying in the party. Workplace bullying, we know it is an actually serious issue. I think when we hear the word bullying, we do think of it as a very childish sort of behaviour, and it is, from the bully's perspective, certainly a very childish form of behaviour. But the effects can be very, very real in people's workplaces, regardless of where that workplace are.
Absolutely.
when we're dealing with these big figures, these certainly big egos in a lot of cases, and we are dealing with adults, how exactly does one approach stamping out bullying in this kind of environment?
Well, I think in the first instance, one has to take an absolute zero tolerance approach to the question. So when people come forward with bullying allegations, those allegations have to be taken seriously. They have to be investigated. And the perpetrators, you know, have to be brought to justice, so to speak. And I think at least the way some within the Liberal Party have handled these latest bullying allegations, it's been, you know, completely insensitive and politically tone deaf. You've got men coming out, you know, essentially saying that women have to toughen up, which I find absolutely incredible, and, you know, doesn't stand the party in good stead for making improvements around these issues in the future.
Absolutely. Lloyd, absolute pleasure to have you join us this morning.
Thanks very much, Sean.
That was Dr. Lloyd Cox, lecturer from the Department of Modern History, Politics and International Relations, Macquarie University, speaking to us about, the decision by Liberal MP Julie Banks to quit her seat in Parliament.